as you know, back in the end of April, I made the decision of spending the entire month of May off of Twitter. And I have to say, it's been a good experience. I mean, I do miss a lot of things, like I don't feel like I'm missing out on anything, but, you know, there are some online relationships of people that I've met in real life that I kind of miss what they're up to. Baron Frosty is one, and other members of the Pride 48 community, and Harley, and Casey, and, you know, I've been texting Big Fatty my daily Wordle results and kind of keeping him informed. I gave him a gas report.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I don't feel like I'm missing out on Big Fatty gas.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is Ep. Episode 3792, I say, shoot, no, it isn't, Big Fatty, it's 91, you didn't record yesterday, of the BFO for Wednesday the 20th of July, 2022, y'all, coming up on today, say it with me,
a little show.
Okay, it's 3791, Big Fatty. Explainers, Big Fatty, you got lots of explaining to do. It's true. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you explainers today, because y'all, you may think you know what happened yesterday, but you don't. You don't, because y'all, as you know, Big Fatty did not record the little show on for two, I say, Tuesday. But y'all, all will be explained. Well, Big Fatty, not all, but at least why you didn't record the little show, that's for sure. Yes, Big Fatty. Music after yesterday, it's true. Y'all, let's just see. Before we get to yesterday, let's go back. Last time I spoke to you was Sunday when I recorded the Monday little show. Y'all, old Veda was up in Hatville, Father Hats, having some medical issues, so he's been up there, and we'll hear all about that. But we did not record the little fatty cast, but we'll find out what's going on with Veda, at least part of what's going on with Veda, when we do the little fatty cast. And I don't know when that's going to be, but we'll see. Sunday night, what did I do Sunday night? Watch the Big Brother! And y'all, it's moving kind of slow. It's, yes, Big Fatty, it's like Uncle Joe from I can't remember what was Uncle Joe from.
Petticoat Junction.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about the choo-choo. But my best Sarah over in Pixley. Nothing really, to talk about. I talked to my neighbors next door, told them about the upcoming Cruise of a Lifetime, and I got a little update on that also, so get your pencil ready, Patrick Plain, but Anyway, got up Monday morning, had regular routine. Durwood had asked me to pick up some wine for him, some Chianti.
Oh, yes, Big Fatty, with the fava beans.
No, he didn't want fava beans, but just Chianti. And I said, well, I can do that. So I made the order online at thetotalwine.com. Since I was heading out that way, I said, well, you know, I'll run by the Costco as well. And so did that, and I asked the Nip if he'd like to join me. He says, thank you for calling. So we went out there, and hang on a second. I've got to find my receipt here so I can tell you what I bought. Big Fatty, not prepared. Oh, where is it? Big Fatty. Oh, I don't see it. Well, anyway, y'all, I bought, what did I buy? I bought, I don't remember everything I bought, but y'all, I bought me some outdoor lights, that run off the solar, and, cause I'd like to kind of string some across from the edge of the house to the edge of the carport, just for, decoration. Or I might put them out on the front porch. I hadn't decided yet. But anyway, and y'all, they were on sale. It was only like $25 on sale. I said, well, you know, what the heck? So, y'all, that's what I did. I got those. I got something else too, but I don't. Oh, I got a jar of pickles. Big Fatty. Pickles and outdoor lights, the necessities of life. It's true. Got back, went and picked up the wine, and then headed back home. I don't think the Nip got a couple of little things, got back home, dropped him off at his house. And we were going to go have supper with our friends. We'll call them the Beverages. Y'all, they're two of the folks I used to do the wine dinners with. But anyway, so I got back home, and I'm, fiddling around with things, and I'm preparing to, I'd set up the opening of the little show for Tuesday. And y'all, I get a textimonium from the Nip. And he says, Big Fatty, I think I'm going to Emergicare. Big Fatty! Yeah, I guess. So y'all, I took him up to the Emergicare, which is kind of about halfway from the villa to the Sam's Club, and so went in there, and they, he's like, oh, it's gonna be crowded, y'all. There was one person in the waiting room, and when he came out, it was me in the waiting room. But said, we think that since you passed, you didn't really pass out, but were dizzy and all this kind of stuff, that we think you ought to go to the emergency room and get a CT scan, and we can't do that here. That's what we did. We left there, and we went to the emergency room, got there about, about 5:45. And y'all, while we were there at the emergency room, and my phone rang, and then this happened.
Reports toxic chemicals restored in tank. Use caution. Vitals to follow.
Y'all, it was Veda. Veda's calling me, and Big Fatty, what are you doing? I said, well, I'm at the emergency room with the NIP. He says, oh, I was calling to see if you could take me to the emergency room. I went, what's going on? He goes, well, and y'all, I could hear the labored breathing. Oh, Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. No, not from that. And he says, that's okay. I'll find someone else to take me. I said, well, keep me informed as to what's going on. And so, y'all, all the cool kids were in the emergency room on Monday night. And anyway, I'm happy to report that all folks are A-okay at the moment, and y'all, I didn't get home until around midnight, and I hadn't recoded, and y'all, I was pooped, and that's why there wasn't a little show. So y'all, it was quite the day, and Veda is I've talked to him on two, I say, Tuesday morning, and he is y'all, here's the funny thing. The NIP goes back for his CT scan, and he texts me from while he was waiting. He goes, the only good part of this are both my doctor and my nurse are both young and hot. Hot! And then I am texting with Veda later on while he's waiting. And he goes, well, evidently I now have a cardiologist and he is fucking hot. So y'all, evidently, if you want to meet a hot man in the medical field, go to the emergency room on a Monday night. It appears that that both of these emergency rooms got the memo. Yes, Big Betty. So anyway, there's still questions as to how to treat different things and all, but all in all, I think it was. The way I see it, especially with the NIP, the CT scan showed no problems with what he thought was the problem, and so the good news, he's so Mr. Positive, he's like, oh, they just missed it, I know it, they missed it, and I'm like, no, this is good news. This is good news because they've eliminated, you don't have this and you don't have that, and your blood work is good and your TT is good, and we didn't need to hear about how good his TT was. No, well, anyway, some people, Tommy Smelly, would like to know these things. But anyway, so y'all, hadn't heard from the NIP yet. I'm recording a little bit earlier than normal because y'all, Hortensia is coming to the villa here. Y'all, I'm recording this on Tuesday, of course. And y'all, I know the worst part of not getting a little show out to you yesterday is that I couldn't prepare you for the premiere of Love Island. And y'all, it's on the Peacock channel this year, and y'all, it can be, since it's on the cable, it can be a little more, racy. Big Fatty. Anyway, Alex Lefevre and Brandon will be front row seats with the popcorn. It's probably true. Y'all, I wanted to tell you, also, on Sunday night, y'all, I don't know why, but I got to relay this dream to you.
It's time for Big Fatty's Dream Report. It's time for Big Fatty's Dream Report. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and listen to Big Fatty natter about his dreams and tell us if they were wet or not. It's time for Big Fatty's Dream Report.
What'd you dream about, Dad?
Dear Nessa, y'all, that, of course, is my youngest daughter, Nessa. And Nessa, thank you so much for that totally original, never heard before, dream bumper. And y'all, I don't know why, but y'all, I've had this, it's been kind of a recurring theme from time to time with my dreams. It goes back to my grandmother on my mother's side. And the house she lived in when I was growing up, in the garage, there was a big chest freezer, and they kept the key to it up on top of the gas meter that hung right above the freezer. And y'all, for some reason, I was hell-bent and determined to get in that freezer, and so I backed her car out of the garage and knocked the window off. On the driver's side, Big Fatty, that doesn't sound like a dream. That sounds like your regular driving. Well, anyway, and y'all couldn't, the key wasn't there. And so y'all, we were looking all over the house for where the key was. And my grandmother and my aunt that lived there, they were both gone to glory. And so we found my aunt's keys and found the key to the freezer. And y'all, I opened up the freezer. And on half of it was toilet paper. Now, why you need to keep toilet paper in the freezer, I'm not quite sure. Big Fatty, because you got the hot ass, the red ass. Well, maybe, but, and y'all, that's it. That's, I got nothing. I just got nothing. But anyway, and y'all, the other thing I wanted to tell you about, two other things. You know, I told you I took the ham, little ham biscuits up to the funeral for my sister-in-law's mother, and y'all, I'd cooked them that morning, wrapped them in the foil, and put them in that bag, and y'all, and left here about 9 a.m. in the morning, a little before that, and y'all, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, when I pulled them out, they were still warm. I couldn't believe it! Couldn't believe it. And y'all, the last thing I wanted to tell you about, and Patrick Plain, get your pencil out for this one. It's, y'all, when I travel agent, oh, you use a crooked hat? No. When my travel agent made our transfers from the hotel to the ship and from the ship to the hotel, she went through a company called Auto Europe, and evidently they rent cars also. Well, it's on my American's Express card, and that automatically, because I signed up for it, charges the premium rental insurance for each rental. And so y'all, I had to call and explain to them that I wasn't renting a car; it was a transfer, and that it was, you know, a chauffeured taxi service, so to speak. And called them. Y'all, it took longer than I expected, because the American's Express is usually pretty good about all of that. Anyway, it took a little longer than expected, but I got the charges reversed. So y'all, the takeaway here is, when you're planning all your cruises, check your credit cards as you go along. And that's been my day. Oh, dear, Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. I hope it's not as exciting as Big Fatty's Monday was. Big Fatty, you said that's been your day. It's actually been your 2 days. Okay, it's been my 2 days. Big Fatty, we've got to make sure everything is on the up and up, that you get it right. If you don't, it comes across as not being prepared. Well, I guess so. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the Laughing Buddha, host of the Scooter Diaries. And Laughing Buddha, what did you think about Big Fatty not having a show?
I don't feel like I'm missing out on Big Fatty gas.
Oh, no, Big Fatty was gassy the whole time. It's just he was sharing it elsewhere.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yeah!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.